because we're about to begin a new sugya in terms of Shulchan Moed, an area of Shulchan Moed that many shadows come up on, and that's the issue of Schora on Shulchan Moed. Being involved in different kinds of business dealings on Shulchan Moed, again, of course, the starting point is halacha is, of course, prohibited on Shulchan Moed, but very often one can be involved in issues of buying and selling and transactions without necessarily involving any malacha per se. So what is the status of these types of business dealings on Shulchan Moed? The Gemara begins with the first of the Mar Makomos, the Gemara Masechet Mar Kotem, Daf Yudam Beis. The Gemara tells us, Vema Rabba, Prakmatia Kol Shu Asar. Any type of prakmatia is business, any types of buying and selling. So all types of business ventures are prohibited on Chol HaMoed. Nevertheless, the Gemara qualifies this. Amr Rabbi Yossi Bar Amid V'Davar Avid Mutar, that if it's a type of a business deal which would otherwise be a Davar Avid, if it meets the criteria of Davar Avid, then it's going to be Mutar. Again, the reason is obvious, it's not going to be any more Chomer than Malacha. If real Malacha is permitted in the situation of Davar Avid, so Kal V'Chomer aspects of Prasmati of business dealings would also be permissible if it's a Davar Avid. Of course, it has to meet the criteria of Davar Avid, which we spent a little bit of time in the last couple of Shirim defining. We'll have a little bit more work to do in terms of a precise definition of Davar Avid. So the starting point of the Gemara in Markan Dav Yud, if you just walk away from this Gemara, you would walk away with two conclusions, that Prakmati is Asur, that all kind of Schor is Asur, and the only time that it's Mutar, if it meets the criteria of Davar Avid. Nevertheless, we have to understand a Mishnah in the second of the Mar Makomos in Markan Dav Yigimel and Aleph in light of this previous statement. So the Mishnah begins in Dav Yigimel and Aleph, the second of Mar Makomos, Ein lochin batim avadim ubehema el letzarech hamoed el letzarech hamoed chashen lema yoichal. Now one is not permitted to buy a house on Chol HaMoed, one is not permitted to buy an eved on Chol HaMoed, one is not permitted to buy an animal on Chol HaMoed, unless one of two conditions are met. Unless it's letzarech hamoed, or even if it's not for you personally letzarech hamoed, it's letzarech hamoed, so the person who wants to sell you the real estate, so for him it's a tremendous letzarech hamoed. He's going to use the money for other purposes, so then presumably that would also be okay, and the reason being, that's also called letzarech hamoed. Letzarech hamoed can be defined either from the vantage point of the lekeach, or from the vantage point of the moichem. But the Mishnah is quite clear that if not for letzarech hamoed, if a person just wants to make a good deal today, he's not going to use the money right now for yontif, he doesn't need the money for yontif, or he doesn't need the house, the eved on the name of for yontif, so then one would not be permitted to buy and to sell these types of items. So there is a major question that all the Rishonim have to deal with, is that on the one hand, we started out with the first Ma'ar Mokom by saying, Prakmatya Kol Shu Asur, all types of business are prohibited, and now the Mishnah, in a sense, seems to contradict this, because the Mishnah singles out three different things you're not allowed to buy. You're not allowed to buy houses, you're not allowed to buy animals, you're not allowed to buy servants. Those are things that are also the implication, meaning that if it's not a buy, it's not an eved, not a behemoth, so then there's no prohibition whatsoever. We don't know why yet we should distinguish within different types of transactions, but clearly that's the implication of the Mishnah. If I want to buy a car, so that's not a buy, it's not an eved, not a behemoth, that would be mutter. If the Mishnah meant to say that everything is also, should have said, Ein lochin shum davar b'chol hamoed, el letzarech hamoed. So this is the question that all the Rishonim are bothered with, that the Gemara and the Yoram Mebe's Rava statement about the culture was all encompassing, all kind of buying and selling is also, whereas in the second of Maramach of Mishnah and Gimel Menal, it seems to limit it only to these cases. So comes Tosus, the third of the Maramachamas, and says, no, that don't imply anything from the Mishnah. It says Tosus in Gimel Menal, the Maslow and Lochin, Pirish Rabbeinu Yosef, Hu Adin Bishar Devarim, says Tosus, don't get misled by the Mishnah, just because the Mishnah spells out Batim Avarim of Hema. The halacha is everything is also to buy on Chol HaMoed, unless it's the Tzarech HaMoed. Says unless it meets the criteria of Tzarech HaMoed, the Aslam compares on the Tzarech HaMoed. Tosus dug up another Gemara that seems to say that you're not even allowed to sell fruit unless it's the Tzarech HaMoed. So then the obvious question is, so then why does the Mishnah spell these three out? As Tosus, it spells it out for the following reason. El Rebusa Kamash Malan, it's coming to tell you the following Kiddush. The Afilu Hani Dahadin Befrahesia, even these types of transactions, which are very public transactions, let's say Lamashal Batin, a big sign that says for sale. So everybody knows you're selling your house, or a behemoth, I guess in the olden days, they put up a big garage sale saying that you're selling your cow, or you're selling your evet. So these are things which would draw attention. So I would think that these things, which are Frahesia, So these things would be prohibited even if it's a tzarech ha-moed. Kamash belong, comes the mission to instruct us, the afilu hani davi b'frahes yeshari l'tzarech ha-moed. Even these types of things are permissible if it's the tzarech ha-moed. So according to Tosus, the reason why the Mishnah singled out these three is not to tell me that it's only usur in these three cases. It's to tell me that it's even mutter in these three cases, notwithstanding the fact that it's for Hesia, if it's in fact the Tzarech HaMoed. So when all the dust settles according to Tosfos, the real Gemara that counts, the real Gemara that carries the day, was the first Mar Makom, that all Prakhmati is also business. All businesses also in Chalamayin. The only attain we have for business are either if it's Tzarech HaMoed, like Batim, Avadim, etc., or if it's Dabra of it. So basically, according to Tosfos, business is being equated with malacha, the same way that we know that malacha is also in Chol HaMoed unless one of a few conditions are met. If it's davar avi, then malacha is mutar. If it's a tzarech ha-moed, if it's a ma'isa hedyot, if it doesn't involve some professional skill, so then the tzarech ha-moed is not even malacha, if it's a ma'isa hedyot. So l'chora, what we're really treating schora as is a ma'isa hedyot. They're buying and selling, just being involved in business transactions, even though there's no malacha. There's no writing, there's nothing, no malacha is involved. Just the mere act of buying and selling is considered to have the status of malacha, albeit malacha is hedyot, it's a ma'isa hedyot. Not so complicated to buy and sell objects. Maybe complicated to buy and sell properly, but to buy and sell, do the act of the chirut, to the act of the schor, the transaction is not so complicated. So therefore, it's treated like a ma'isa hedyot, and we fall back to the regular rules that we've been talking about for the last 6 months. That ma'isa hedyot l'tzarech ha-moed is mutar. If it's not l'tzarech ha-moed, then it's going to be a problem, unless it's going to be a davar of it. So that's how Tosfos sizes up the sugya, and that mishnah that ein lochem b'atar v'avadim shouldn't be taken out of context. However, not everybody agrees to Tosfos. The Magid Mishnah in the fourth of the Mar Mekamos, so comes the Magid Mishnah Luchos Yom Tov Perek Zayin Halacha Chaf Beis. If you take a look at the second line of Nirali Perusham, so the Magid Mishnah says that it would appear to me, Shashara Dvarim, Kevan Shutzarach Lahem, other items besides the Avadim, Matim, and the Behemos, other things which a person has a need for, Afal Bisha Eino Tzarach Lahem B'moed, even though there's no need for Yom Tov, it doesn't meet the criteria of Tzarach HaMoed, Rasha Lukinosan, he says you're permitted to buy them on Chol HaMoed, there's no answer. If the Mishnah said that Ein Lokin Batim, Avadim, Behemos, so the Mishnah meant these three, in contrast to other things. Why should we make such a distinction? Says the Magavishna, feel the Yom Tov, kind of under his breath. He says, doing business, even a Yom Tov is not a malacha. There's no malacha involved in buying and selling things. Why are you not allowed to buy and sell on Yom Tov? Why are you not allowed to buy and sell on Shabbos for that matter? So for two reasons, the Rishonim write. So one reason is Gezeirah Shemi Yichtov, that we're afraid you may come to write, as Rashi writes in one place. And the other reason is it's a violation of the Pesukim in Yishayo, Mimtzoch Hefzecha, that the Navi spells out that you have to treat Yom Tov and Shabbos as not weekday days. You can't be involved in weekday activities. But in terms of, is there a malacha? There's no malacha involved. So, I mean, in theory, you can create a mechira without a malacha. If I don't write, if I don't press any buttons, if I don't do anything which is a malacha. So the very act of mechira itself is not...
Kinyan is not also...
Not, it's not Nisadir Aysa, it's Nisadir Abanan. It's Nisadir Abanan. Either Gezeir Mishum Shem Yichtov, or because it's too weekday oriented, it's Mitzach Heftecha. But in terms of being a Derais, in terms of being a Malachi, even Shabbos and Yom Tov is not an Isser. So therefore, the Magid Mishnah says, well, if it's not an Isser Gomer and Shabbos and Yom Tov, so to speak, so then a Chol HaMoed, it was never Asid either. So there's no Isser per se to do business, to do transactions on Chol HaMoed. So therefore, the Halacha tells us that certain types of things you still shouldn't buy, even though it's not a Malacha, certain things you shouldn't buy. Well, the Frikach B'maye, Koshut Tzorech La'oleh Stak, So says the Magid Mishnah, since there's really no Isser altogether of Mekach HaMemkah, so to speak, and Shabbos and Yom Tov, so there really should be no Isser of Chol HaMoed either. So therefore Chazal said, if you need it, even though you don't need it for Yom Tov, you're going to need it for after Yom Tov, you get a good bargain, you get a good price, so that's considered to be sufficient grounds to permit all buying and selling on Chol HaMoed. So what do we do with the Abatim of Avadim Behema? So why does the Mishnah spell out that you can't buy real estate, you can't buy animals, you can't buy Avadim on Chol HaMoed? Says the Magid Mishnah, that's different. If Abatim, Avadim Behema, came into Afsha, the Afsha Milsa Loitiro Liknos El Tzarech HaMoed, 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 El that these three things are different because they're public. Dafka, the same reason that Tosfos gave as a svar to ask for them, the Magen Mishnah says that is the reason to ask for them. That all business is permissible in Chol HaMoed. It doesn't have to be Terech HaMoed, it doesn't have to be Dover Aved. The only reason why these three things are spelled out as being also is because Av Shemilsa, because they're public, they draw attention to themselves, and that will violate the spirit of Chol HaMoed, will violate what's called Zilzul HaMoed, even though the act itself is not really problematic. So we have a major machlekes in the Rishonim, machlekes Tosfos in the Magen Mishnah, as to how to learn Pshat in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah spells out these three things as being Osur, in light of the fact that the Gemara said Prakmati is Osur. So according to Tosfos, all Prakmati is Osur, and Batam Yavadim Behemoth Allah of Tafka, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even Litzar Chamoy, those things are Mutar. Shalom Litzar Chamoy, everything's Osur. And according to the Magen Mishnah, the opposite is true, that if it's that everything is Mutar, the starting point is that all business is Mutar, I think Gemara says business is also, that means business which draws attention, like Batim Avadim Ubehemos. So Machlekes HaRishonim HaLocha. How do we pass in HaLocha? So there's a little bit of confusion in the Shulchan Aruch, how exactly we're Machriel HaLocha. Most of the folks can assume that we're Machriel in the Shaila. There are more quotes for Shasa Chagodol, and maybe you can rely on the Magi Mishnah's understanding. But in the normal circumstances, we try to be Noy L'Chumra, that one should avoid all kind of business activities on Chol HaMoed, unless it meets one of the two official categories, namely it's Matzarech HaMoed, Mavish, or Matzarech HaMochir, which is also called Tzarech HaMoed, or of course if it's Davar Aved, then everybody agrees that it would be Mutar.
Why does the Magi Mishnah require that it has to be a Tzarech HaMoed Kolshehu? Intrinsically, it's no Issa.
No, he said it doesn't have to be a Tzarech at all.
Yeah.
He says, B'chlad, there's anything. No, he says that it has to be. No, he says, Tzarech HaMoed, not Tzarech HaMoed. He means that you're going to need it for later, or you're going to be mistaken. I mean, there's some kind of a purpose. Otherwise, it's
called Tzarech HaMoed.
Tzarech, he doesn't mean the Tzarech HaMoed. He means Lefikach B'moed Kolshehu Tzarech Lo. He's saying even in contrast, Af B'she'ena Tzarech HaMoed. He's trying to explain why would a guy go to a business for? What are you doing business for? Obviously, there's some purpose for it.
No, but what if, for example, like again, we talked about in the last few weeks, what if it's like keeping a form of taking Balachta B'moed? In other words, he's not going to get a better buy, he has more time to go.
I mean, would there be a problem of Kibbutz Lachta and Moed on this, according to the Magen Mishnah? But according to what I was presenting, it's not a Nisa Lachol, there's no Malach at all, but the Magen Mishnah here read, Magen Mishnah seems to say that it's Mutter if there's some need for it. But if you can avoid it, you should probably avoid it even according to the Magen Mishnah, right?
No, if I could get the same price later on,
right.
I don't need it,
right.
I shouldn't do it just for the small
right. Convenience. Right, or even the Magen Mishnah, the loss of the Magen Mishnah seems to concede that, right?
Why would that
be? Why is that? If his whole thrust was that a few Eino Asad Vatarak will be Yantif, yeah, but Eino Asad Vatar be Yantif, but Lamaisa Chazal Asad and Yantif. So it's not a malacha, but it's something that we shy away from in Yantif also. So the stuff we should shy away from in a Chol HaMoed, even though it's not beginning a malacha.
How do you translate again the Avsheva Avsha? What
does those
words mean?
The Avsha means that it's public, and there's a principle in Allah called Avsha Milsa. Avsha Milsa means something that draws a lot of attention. Everybody knows that Avsha Milsa. So we have the basic background of Machlekes HaRishonim in terms of Schor, in terms of Prakmatia on Chol HaMoed, and we already know two Pasul HaTeirim, the Heter of Tzarech HaMoed is a Shua Heter, and the Heter of Davar Aved is also a Shua Heter. So there is a second Heter, a third Heter, that's floating around, that's based on the Rishalmi. So the Rishalmi, it's quoted in the Rosh to the Mamakamas. We're going to quote from the Shulchan Aruch in the sixth of the Mamakamas. So the Shulchan Aruch is quoting from the Rosh, is quoting from the Rishalmi. So the Shulchan Aruch and the Rechaim and Simon Tovkuf Lambetesif Dalid. In the Yeshlo Schora, a person has merchandise. Sheim lo im karena atav. They don't sell it now. Yafsid be'akeren. So it's going to go spoiled. They're never going to be able to sell it. They're going to lose the thing itself. So then mutal lemochra. So that's okay. That's called classic number of it. Aval im lo yafsid be'akeren. Well, be'akeren lo. But if a person is not going to lose the principle itself, he may not make profit, so we're going to talk about hopefully a little bit later, that's what's called an halacha menias harevach. That's not called davar aved. Davar aved means when you lose what you already have in your pocket. Menias harevach means you're not going to gain extra. And we gave the example, a person wants to go to work in Chol HaMoed, so he comes to the Rav and he says, I have to go to work in Chol HaMoed, if I don't get work, go to work, I'm not going to get paid. That's not called davar aved, so you won't get paid, it means you won't make your future salary. If the person comes and says, if I don't go to work, I'm going to get fired, that's called davar aved. I'm going to lose something. I have a job. The job is mine, so I'm going to lose the job. That's called a davar aved. But they're not making something in the future. That's called b'nias harevach. So the same is true in business. That if I have merchandise, and if I don't sell it this week, so then it's going to go get spoiled. I'm never going to be able to find a buyer for it. So that's called a davar. I'm going to lose the merchandise. But if I'm not going to lose the merchandise, it's just that if I sell it today, I'm going to make $1,000. If I sell it next week, I'm going to make $800. So that's not called losing the merchandise. That's called not making as much of a profit. So if that's the case,
is a person considered, say a person has a business that has fixed expenses, and by not doing a transaction, he's not going to be able to cover those expenses for the day. That would be a double output.
So that's something we spoke about last week and 2 weeks ago about the factory workers, that if there's no way to work...
A business, right, but just strictly a business. A person has overhead of $10 a day, and if he doesn't transact business, he has to cover the overhead $10. So the fixed overhead $10 a day is there every single day that he has to come out of pocket. The only way to cover that is to do work for that day.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes back to... So
it sounds a little bit like Ramesh and Shlomo Zalman that we spoke about by the workers. According to Shlomo Zalman, fixed overhead is part of your cheshbon. It means you have fixed overhead, you lose in Shabbos also. So Shlomo Zalman said, whenever you lose in Shabbos, you have to lose in Chol HaMoed.
Fixed overhead, you don't have in Shabbos, and you don't have an overhead.
What?
Because you don't pay for electricity, you don't pay for...
No, so then well, you should close the business. So you should treat Chol HaMoed like Shabbos and Yom Tov, so you won't have the overhead. It means what the heck, they keep the business open and then turn around and say it's enough rubbish, close the business and you won't have any overhead. You won't make profit, so that's exactly what you're not allowed to do, Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to work in Chol HaMoed to make profit.
So items like rent and other things that are not relevant to fixed overhead like electricity where you can save money, so... You treat it like Shabbos and Yom Tov also. It has the same status. For example, you have a per diem that you're charged for utilizing space or utilizing, you can't, fixed overhead, insurance, rent, whatever. Does that have the lacha Shabbos and Yom Tov? If that goes back to
Rav Shlomo Zalman. I don't know. I'm not sure. According to Shlomo Zalman, I think for sure, you have to take the loss.
It goes back to an employee, and
right.
He has a fixed overhead.
Right, but according to one side, according to Rav Moshe, could we extend that cool of Rav Moshe to even things which are not salaries, to all other kinds of overhead? I don't know.
For example, a person has to pay, let's say, tuition, food, whatever, every single day to be a father's example,
yeah, but,
unless he becomes an ani.
No, but everything is, I mean, life is like that. So that's then in Cain, there's no Melech Chol HaMoed anymore. I can say that I have to work in Chol HaMoed, because if I can't work in Chol HaMoed, then I can't pay my rent in my house. So that's called Davar Aved. So in a Chanani, if you, that will translate to mean that, okay, if you don't work this week in Chol HaMoed, you won't have money, they can throw you out of the apartment, so that would be called a Davar Aved. But because I'm going to have to scrounge around and find money somewhere else, so I don't know, otherwise I end up myself. Everything is ultimately Davar Aved.
Okay.
But can't you use that argument to say, let's say you have a Jewish worker, and now it's Chol HaMoed, no matter what he makes, but if he would make that little more in Chol HaMoed, he'd be able to sell it.
That's exactly what we're talking about. So comes the
Shul. The line is that Rebbe is just very difficult because these halachas have been learned 50 years ago, so we get ingrained the Chol HaMoed.
So hopefully we'll get him ingrained now. Hopefully 50 years from now our grandchildren will know.
Psychologically, you have to revisit
the concept. That's right. So again, so comes the Shulchan Aruch, the sixth of the Maimakamos, and he's quoting the basic din in the sense of Davar Aved. Now the Shulchan Aruch says as follows: We come local. Second line: Imu beinyan sheimu karena ata yulo mos berevach. If you have a situation where if a person will sell this merchandise now, he's going to make a much better deal on it. Again, it's not a davar of it. Davar of it means you're going to lose the principal. You're not going to lose the principal. It's just you're going to make a significantly better profit if you sell today. And what are you going to do with that profit? The yotzi yosu l'simchas yomtiv. You're going to use that money honestly, and you're going to, you know, to be intellectually honest with Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to take that profit. Oh, I made an extra $500. So that money's not going to my vacation fund. That money's going into my yomtiv fund. So then mutal limkor. So then it would be permissible to sell. This is based on a Rishalmi that the Rush quotes. So comes the Shulchan Aruch and says, not so simple. The Nira Li, Shalom Nemu Tvar Malolo, El Bemisha Yesh Lomos Mu'atim, V'chas Aleim Elohotik Yokach Lassim, because Yomtiv, V'ilu Ayel Lomos Berebach Ayem Motsi Yoser. He says, you have a guy whose mom is living from hand to mouth. And he has a cheshbon, how much money he can spend. So the day before for Yom Tov, he makes the cheshbon, I can only spend for the next week $200 on food. That's it. So, but we won't have meat, we won't have meat. We won't have chicken, we won't have chicken. We won't have wine, we won't have wine. That's a cheshbon. They're only going to have X amount of money. And now, all of a sudden, Cholam Moed, he realizes that if he enters into this transaction, so then he's going to make another $500. So he makes a cheshbon, and he says, listen, those extra $500 I'm going to make, now Baruch Hashem, I'm going to be able to buy meat and wine for the last days of Yom Tov, and be able to enhance the Yom Tov properly. That's what the Yerushalmi means. Yerushalmi means that there's a direct correlation between what you're making and what you're spending, and if you wouldn't have made that money, you wouldn't have spent the money. However, says the Shacharit, which is usually the more common scenario, a guy's got plenty of money to spend on Yom Tov. He's not Baruch Hashem, he's not starving, he has enough money to buy meat and wine, all the things he wants for Yom Tov. But he's a little stingy, so, you know, he doesn't know what the market's going to be like next week. So he doesn't want to spend too much money. He has the money right now, but he doesn't want to spend too much money right now. So now he comes to us at Chol HaMoed and says, oh, let me go work in Chol HaMoed. Let me go sell my merchandise to make a killing in Chol HaMoed, and then I'll be able to sit Kiyat HaMelech on the last days. Says the Shulchan Aruch, forget it. Not says the Shulchan Aruch, that's not what the Yerushalmi said. The Yerushalmi said that the guy is poor. The Yerushalmi said the person will not and cannot and will not afford the extra luxuries for Yom Tov. So then we'll let him go sell in order to afford those luxuries. Masha Eintein, if the person can't afford them, he just doesn't want to use his pre-existing money sitting in the bank, so B'chei Gav Nelo Hitiru. So comes the Taz and disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. Comes the Taz and says, it doesn't matter whether he will not, could not, should not, Mamaisa, he's not going to eat it. Bottom line is he's not going to eat meat on Yom Tov. Bottom line is he's not going to drink wine on Yom Tov. He's not going to enjoy Yom Tov properly. So if whatever cheshbonus he's making, he feels that he quote-unquote can't afford the meat and wine on Yom Tov, so that's when the Yerushalmi's kula kicks in. So according to the Taz, you don't have to inspect the person's savings account to see whether he could afford meat on Yom Tov. If Mamaisa, he feels a little bit that he's pinched for funds, so that's also subject to the kula of the Yerushalmi. Says the Taz, the only thing that would not apply is a guy is what we call an usher muflug, says the Taz. The guy is loaded. The guy's got plenty of money. So Nebuch, he comes to us on Chol HaMoed and he says, I'm sorry, but you know, things are a little tight here. I can't buy meat and wine, so therefore let me sell my $10 million merchandise in order to be able to enhance my yantif. Says the Taz, that's not a shidduch. That's a litzonis. That's using the Yerushalmi. That's using the halacha for your own purposes, but that's not what the Yerushalmi needs. So again, we have the detailed nuance, machlokes b'shoyes for the Taz. How bad does it have to get financially to be subject to this kula? Basically, if the Shulchan Aruch is mach, when the Taz is making, I'm like, right, we can be making on the Shaila. So you're not mechuyav to start counting a guy's $1,000 in a savings account. If a guy feels that he's pressured, a guy feels that he's really not going to celebrate Yom Tov properly, unless he has a couple extra $100 funds, that would warrant doing schar on Yom Tov. What's pshat? Why is that considered to be mutter? So lechora, this Yerushalmi is a throwback to. Well, when we started the sugya, we said that Sarach Hayom is mutter. Right? So let's say I want to do business because I want to, I need this particular thing for Yom Tov. I want to buy a table, for argument's sake. So I'm buying a table. I can't wait to lift the Yom Tov. If I don't buy a table now, I'm not going to have anything to eat on. So that's mutter. That's the Tzarech HaMoed. Let's say a person needs a bike. He has nowhere to live. So he needs a house right away. So he goes and he buys a house on Chol HaMoed. So he has a place for the last days of Yom Tov. So that's okay. Also, anything that's the Tzarech HaYom Tov would be mutter. So the Tzarech HaYom is not only mutter if it's the Tzarech HaYom for the Lekeach, but it's mutter if it's the Tzarech HaYom of the Mocher as well. So l'chor, that's what Yerushalmi means, that the person who has to sell his merchandise in order to make money for himself, that's called the Tzarech HaYom. So it's not a new kula of the Yerushalmi, it's not a new breakthrough of the Yerushalmi, not a revolution of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is just giving you a practical example of what constitutes the Tzarech HaYom. So I'll call upon him, if either a Tzarech HaYom is met, whatever the definition of Tzarech HaYom is, Shulchan Aruch Taz, etc., or if it's a Davar Ovid, what time is it?
6:35.
6:35, right? Oh, I'm sorry, okay. There is a second Yerushalmi, which is quoted at at the end of the fifth of the Ramakos, the end of the Rush, the Rush quotes this second Rishami, which becomes critical in terms of a possible kula, in terms of schora on Cholamoid. So if you take a look at the, it's five lines from the bottom. So it's the very last word in the line. Five lines from the bottom of the Rush in the fifth of the Ramakos, and my card in Aleph, Simon, Chav, Gimel. The last word in the line is Hada. Hada Shiarta Shari Lamizba Minei Bimawada. So what is permitted to buy from a shayara on Chol HaMoed? What is a shayara? A caravan. So you get the impression a caravan comes into town. So one would be permitted to do all kind of buying and selling, all kind of changing merchandise with this caravan on Chol HaMoed. And the question is, what in the world does this mean? In light of everything that we just said, that basically the starting point of Chol HaMoed is a pragmatia zasar. So the Rishami is clearly saying that if it's a shayara, so that's considered to be permissible. The question is why? Might if it's a tzarech hamoed, it's mutter. If it's not a caravan, if it's a davrav, it's mutter. If it's not a caravan, what does a caravan coming into town change anything? So here the Rishonim assume that the Rishonim seems to be telling us is that this seems to touch on an issue of davra of it. When a caravan comes to town, so the caravan is available to do business, caravan's not coming next week. We don't know when the next shayar is coming to town. It's a traveling fair. We don't know when the next fair is coming into town. So here, so you have this caravan of coming into town today. They're ready to do business today. They're not going to hang around till after Simchas Torah. So l'chora, that seems to be labeled as a davra of it. So what the Rishami seems to be saying is not invoking a new principle in Hilchos Chol HaMoed. It seems to be just falling back on a pre-existing principle and practically applying, calling a shayara a davra of it. But l'chora, the Rishonim are very bothered with this because this seems to contradict the very basic yisod in terms of davra of it. So we developed a whole yisod about davra of it. The davra of it only qualifies as a davra of it if a person is going to lose something. If a person is not going to make profit, v'nias harevach, the person who's not going to lose his job, but he's not going to get paid for the next week either, that is not considered to be davra of it. What led us to believe that that's not considered to be davar aved? So that was a Gemara on the 10th of the Marmakamos. We put it on the back. So the 10th of the Marmakamos, Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. So the Gemara has a whole discussion about Pisa Leboy Kavre Azukuli Amalot Sud Aisu Kavre Sharlu Ravel Mimlach Binayel. The Gemara tells a story about how the river overflowed and there were fish that were floating down the streets, and it was like all the business venture. All the fishermen were getting excited. They're going to go and collect all the fish. So the Gemara explains that you're only permitted to do that if it's Mitzarech HaMoed. The Gemara's all back and forth. Is it called Mitzarech HaMoed? Not called Mitzarech HaMoed. So at the end of the day, the Gemara concludes that if it's Mitzarech HaMoed, if you can be able to eat these fish, that's considered to be okay. But otherwise, if you won't be able to eat these fish, you won't be able to prepare these fish, that would not be permissible. So all the Rishonim say, why is that not permissible? It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The river overflows. You have all these fish floating around. If I don't get it today, so I'm going to, quote-unquote, lose it. I won't get it next week either. So the answer is, that's not called davar aved. That's called medias harevach. I don't own the fish now. It's not like my fish are getting ruined. I have the opportunity to make a quick buck to get these fish from the hefker and to be able to store them for next month. So that's what's called medias harevach, not called davar aved. So come to Rishonim and say, how can Rishonim say that a shayara is mutter, even though a shayara also seems to be b'nias harevach, whereas the Gemara in the Bavli in Daf Yud Aleph says that to collect the fish, unless it's a real bona fide tzarech hamoed, is going to be problematic. So l'chora there's a stira geluya between the Yerushalmi, which permits, in a sense, b'nias harevach, in contrast to the Bavli, which seems to prohibit it. So what's the answer to this question? So the Rosh quotes in the name of the Ravid, the Ramban quotes in the name of the Ravid, all the Rishonim quote in the name of the Ravid, that the answer is as follows, that there is a difference between malacha in contrast to pragmatia, in contrast to schora. That we started out the sugya by saying, already the Magadishtha already noted, that business, just the buying and selling, being involved in business, is not a malacha. It's not a malacha in Shabbos, it's not a malacha in Yom. It's also in Shabbos and Yom for technical, tangential reasons, but it's not the Torah's malacha. That, in fact, led the Magadishtha to say that basically schora is mutar chalamoid, it's just public schora is also. But we don't pass like that. We pass as schora is also. But even though we pass as schora is also, it's not on par with malacha. It's not as chomer as malacha. It's not like writing a chalama. It's not like other malachas. It's not like plowing. It's not like watering your field or chalama. It's not one of the lavatas malachas. Therefore, the Rav says the definition of what constitutes davar aved changes depending on whether we're in the realm of malacha or whether we're in the realm of schora. In the realm of malacha, which is much more chomer, shavu deraisa, according to many rishonim, in order to qualify as davar aved, kishmoy kenu, it has to be pshuta kimashmo, davar aved. Something you're going to lose. You're going to lose the principle. Just be a losing prophet. That's not called davar aved. But in the realm of schora, says the Rav, schora, nishkimat schora. Between friends, the Baruch Mishnah is mutter anyway. All schar is mutter. So says the Raiva. That's what the Rishami meant. The Rishami says the shiara is mutter to buy and sell, since the iser involved is only the lower level issur of schara, and there is a minyas harevach. So we're going to label minyas harevach as a davar aved in the realm of schara. This is the Raiva's approach to the sugya. So we'll see for Mitzvah Shem next year that most of the other Rishonim did not take this approach. Most of the other Rishonim said if schara is also, it's also, and it's subject to the same rules and regulations of davar aved. And hopefully we have to figure out how do we understand. Understand Mishab, but we don't accept the Rivas, understand.
But if we survive, if it's not a Shiara, but let's say something is on sale, and if the Chalamah is more.
So according to the Rivas, that would be okay. To the Rivas, that would be right. Any buying and selling issue is not subject to the regular rules of the Rav, as long as it's
so
with
according to Yishon, it's not documented because this
right,
is a
right, that was just an example. That was an example. Right. Other Yishon, we're going to emphasize that the character is different. Okay. So what about next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, is Rosh Hashanah, next Friday?